So here we are on the Samar Gimel, which is quite enough. We're holding at the Mishnah, and Sabbat Josh will give us a...
Ready?
I am indeed. Hamoredet al ba'ala pochatim la mechtuvata. Shiv'a dinonim b'shabbat. A woman who rebels against her husband, refuses to be mekayemet her chiyuvim, we'll see what this is referring to in the Gemara, what we do is we start deducting, but we give her a knas, deducting the value, lowering the value of her ketuva until she basically ends up without a ketuva and then it can divorce her, doesn't cost him anything. And we do this at a rate of shiva dinarim b'shabbat, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar shiva trafikim, which we'll see later on, and it actually works out to half as much. Ad matayu pochet, ad keneged ketuvatan, how far down do we continue on with this little game until she loses her ketuva completely? Now Rashi learns that means the monetary value of the ketuva, but it's not referring to the nechosi that she brought in. And Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'olam u'pochet v'olech, he could continue deducting, even those from those nechasim, achim tipola yerushamim o'kom acher guvaymen. Even if somebody meanwhile dies and she inherits them, he could continue cutting into that Yerusha as well. And until she ends up with nothing. So according to Rashi, basically, Rabbi Yossi is arguing on two things. First of all, her own nechosim that she was machnisa, that is also included in this knas. Furthermore, even if there were more nechosim that become part of the marriage, he gets into them also. There are others who argue on Rashi and learn Kineget ketuvata means the value of her ketuva, including the nechasim, but not including anything that she would inherit afterwards. It's certainly the lush of the Mishnah is strongly mashma like Rashi.
How many weeks for Pesul we're talking about to the road?
We'll see anymore. The chain hamored al ishto, the same thing in the inverse. Somebody who refuses to give his wife what she needs, mosifim al ketuvata shloshah dinarim b'shabbat, and we start adding to the value of her ketuva. We'll see in the Gemara why in this direction it's three, in the other direction it's seven. It's actually Yerushalmi, the Tosfos brings here, but it's clearly not like our Gemara later, because the Gemara later gives another reason. But over here, the Gemara says that Shiva dinarim rekeneged the seven melachot that a woman is supposed to be doing for her husband, she's moredet. She's not so poshut that the moredet involves the melacha specifically. And the shlosha dinarim rekeneged she'er ksud v'ona, which is chiyuvim to her. So, but that's more of a remez. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and here too, Rabbi Yehuda says the Hosafa is also shlosha trafikim. So when we say moredet, that's the Gemara. Moredet b'mai, what is she refusing to perform? Ruvuna amar mitash mishamitash. She refuses to have any relations with him. Rabbi Yosi b'Rebetanina Omer, mimlacha. It's talking about she refuses to do any work. Work, not clear what we're talking about over here. We're talking about the work, meaning the asiyas tzemer, which is the specific amount that she's supposed to do. Or are we talking about, because the Sitosis learns that the machlokas Rav Huna and Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina is basically based on the sugya that we had earlier between Rav Huna and what Rav Huna himself holds over there. That a woman can say, you don't have to be zanmi, you don't have to be zanmi. In which case, then how could we say that the merida would be keneged the malacha, because she can say, any nizonet ve'eni osa. So that's what she's saying. I don't want, okay, she said, fine, so I won't provide for you. Fine, don't provide for me. But that's okay to do in the first place. We can't possibly call that a moredet, according to him. Whereas if we hold over here that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, in other words, that he's saying Mimalacha, so look at Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, we're going like Rish Lakish before, who says that any Shayachola Lomar. It's a question of which direction was the Takonah. The Takonah was in the direction of providing for Mizona, so the Takonah was in the direction of giving the Baal the Tzemer. You recall this before, because I'm sure. Now, the Shaila is, Tosfos says, maybe we don't have to learn Mamish like that. Because if we understood that the moredet over here would be moredet even from, let's say, mozeget lahatakos, lahatzad lahatamita, and so on, so then that would be true according to everybody. Certainly that's not nichnas into the yecholah yishalomar. It's a different issue. But you will recall that according to Rashi, anyway, we're not kofa on that. That's not, that's considered to be an Eisa Toiva, was Rashi's Lashon HaRachamim, and we're giving it, telling her that this is what a woman ought to do. And he said, Shulchara wouldn't be Nichmas then into the Toiva of Kli or Merida. But in any event, let's recall that there's a machlokas, how to understand what Malacha specifically we're referring to that she refused to do, if you hold that Merida includes Malacha. Now let's take a look here. Tanan, we ought to be able to prove what Merida means by the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the same thing would be true of a man whom is married against his wife. I mean, how's a man married against his wife? Lechora, by not wanting to sleep with her, right? So Mishnah Mamandor Mitashni Shakif. We understand the chain means in the same direction. In other words, so if we understand the Merida of the woman is that she refuses to sleep with him, so then the merida of the man is that he refuses to sleep with her, so the chayeh, great, then everything makes sense. But if you're telling me, l'man di'omar min melacha, we're talking about over here, melacha, what melacha? Min b'shu'ubadla, what? He owes her melacha, that we could say that the merida of a chayeh, that he refuses to do melacha. Indeed he does owe her, it could be that the merida is Ba'omer eini zan ve'eini mefarnes. Maybe it's talking about Omer. I refuse to give her mezainas, literally mezainas, and I refuse to give generally the parnasa of the tzrachim that she has in her life, including the begad and so on. There's some argument about exactly what's meant by the nafkamina between zan and parnas, but that's a good enough approach. This word zan includes all of her tzrachim, basic tzrachim. Parnas includes more than basic tzrachim, but. But in any event, the question is, what's the v'chein then? I understand. The original kasha was that we're trying to match up. We're trying to match up the understanding of what she is doing to be married against him with what he's doing to be married against her. So we said, if we're referring to Tash Mishvar, so then we can match it up very easily. We're talking about Malacha, how do we match it up? Doesn't know any Malacha. Answers the Gemara, it's talking about that he says, I'm not going to feed you. What does that do with Malacha? So Rashi learns what has to be Malacha is because we were mitakein the two, one against the other. And since the mezainas is keneged the Malacha that she's doing for him, so that's the v'chein. Her share of the her side of the bargain versus his side of the bargain. It's a different sense of v'chein, but that's how Rashi understands it. However, Tesis brings a fascinating psak. There's a Rabbeinu Eliyahu who he brings, that brings a raya from here that since the Gemara says that any zancha ve'eni mefarnescha is a din in malacha, so that means what he says is, I refuse to get a job. I don't have any money. And she's saying, what do you mean you refuse to get a job? That's what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be getting a job to be feeding me. It's amazing. It's a very, very contemporary issue. Right? So, so he says, you see from here that you're mechuyev to get a job. So you have to get a job. But the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, even though it says in the Ketubah, Va'ana, and it says refers to Russian Eflach, Eflach means I'll work for you, right? That's a Raya. And Eflach means I'm going to get a job. So it says, Ana Eflach does not mean I'll get a job. Ana Eflach means exactly what it says. Falachim, remember the old Arab Falachim? Falachim is not an Eflach. Eflach of Falahin, they say in English. So the falach is a farmer. For example, he has to get a job. It's ridiculous. It's the masker himself. It's like obvious. To work his land, that's a different thing. Okay, so he's mechuyev to work his land. But if he says, okay, I'm not making any money off of the farm, and if he's saying so, go get yourself a job in the cheder. I don't like to rent myself out to be a melamed tinekes. I don't want to. I don't want to go to the office. I don't want to go to the theater. It's not mechuyev. Now, skir atzmo ino chayev. It's not mechuyev to make a living. It's mechuyev to work the earth, to plant food for her, and she should have what to eat. Interesting. Okay. Yeah, big machlokas. Okay. So, in any event, that's how he's medayik, but that's why it's keneged malacha. Mamish, he said, not like Rashi says. Ask the Gemara, how could it be referring to a parallel of Eini Zan to Eini Mefarnes, I thought Rav said, Yoma Rav Omer Eini Zan to Eini Mefarnes, Yotzi V'Yitein Ktuva. So there's no stamp to Sefet, and we try to give him time. He has to go home and give her a ktuva and give her a get on the spot. He can't say any zandcha. So what in the world are we doing over here and now adding to the ktuva? What adding to the ktuva? He's got to give a get. Yes, says the Gemara. What kind of kash is that? V'lav lam luche bey boy. Well, we don't need to talk to him about it. We don't need to try to persuade him that he should become a man. She should get a job, whatever. So during that time that we're talking to him, the guy's going to carry on talking for 3 years already, get away with murder. So during the time that we're talking to him, we're adding to her ketuvah. That's what it means. That's Rashi's girsa. Most of the Rishonim have a girsa, the imluche bo. Don't we have to ask her? That he should be magarish her now and give her ketuvah is a schus for her, basically. And he can't keep her around and not take care of her. So don't we have to ask her, what would you prefer? That he gives you a get and pays your ketuva currently, or that we keep raising the value of your ketuva until he comes around? So that's an imluche bo. We should ask her. If the whole point is that we're giving a takana first, I ask her. So then she always could have a choice. If he has a choice, that's what the Mishnah is referring to. Remosif in the ketuva. Not the question. Until such time as. But you can take whatever comes better to you. That's right.
She's willing to wait, of course he could get hit by a bus. That wouldn't change anything. He'd still be entitled. She'd still be entitled.
Yeah. She could even hit him with a bus.
Right.
Yeah.
She might.
You just missed an interesting tussle about whether you're mechuyev to get a job as a teacher if you can't make any money. That's a problem. Those were in the days of Rabbeinu Elyon. Nowadays you pay to teach, right?
Yeah, so it seems.
Okay, how's the strike coming along?
I don't know, I'm not on strike.
No.
I have to be there.
Anyway.
Yeah, but I get a salary, so.
All right.
It's like being a Chaver Knesset.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Without the wolf.
Yeah, without the wolf. That's a problem. Meisvei. Okay. We ask from the following. We have a machloket over here between Rav Huna, whether meredet means tashmish amita, or like Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, whether it means melacha. How do you understand this brayta? In terms of this din of moredet, I don't care whether we're talking about an arusa who refuses to go through with the marriage, doesn't want to go to the chuppah, or whether we're talking about a nesua. And for that matter, even if she's a nida, okay? Even if she is chola, she's sick, she's a shomeret yava. In all of these cases, she is still a moredet. Now, you're going to tell me that we're talking about over here that she's moredet against sleeping with the guy. So, okay, that's the point. You could say, even though she's chola, but nonetheless, she would ought to be capable of having relations with him. But if you're telling me that the problem over here, she refuses to do malacha because she's sick. So, chola bat malachai. Now, obviously, we could have asked, what does Anita have to do with anything? What do you mean? If she's Anita, well, there's two problems over here. And this is the other girsa, which Rashi doesn't have, Tosus has. The other girsa is that we have over in the parentheses, Bishle Milaman Yomim Malacha Shap, if we're talking about that she refuses to do work, so that makes sense. But if you're going to tell me that the Merida is from Tashmish Amita, what do you mean, Anita? How can Anita be moredet? She can't sleep with him anyway. So what's the point? Pat tashmishi. Omar lecha. Adom emishi eshlo pat pesalo lemishi enlo. Okay, so according to this lashon, it's not that they're arguing, by the way, the Girsot aren't arguing about the correctness of the thought, because later on the Gemara is going to say this anyway. It's just a question whether at this point the Gemara took this for granted or whether we needed to say it here. But later on we're going to say it anyway. So it's definitely true. So the Nida is here because we understand that we're talking about there would be a nafkamina of Pat Pesaloa. But the question is, if we're not talking about Tashmish Amita, we're talking about a Moredet Mimalacha, what the heck does Nida have to do with anything? She's a Nida, she can still do work. Tosfos says discussion, and Tosfos says that the reference over here is the PMS, basically.
I was just thinking that.
No, that's what he says. He says when we're talking about Nida or Chola, we're talking about the fact that most women are feeling weak at their period, and therefore they don't have maybe premenstrual syndrome is what it stands for. So over here, she doesn't feel well, so if she could tiny, she can't do malacha. We're saying that. That everything won't be marked malacha. Okay. Says the Gemara, the only way out of this problem is because clearly we are talking about over here Tashmish, not talking about malacha, because if she's a chola, how are we talking about malacha? Therefore, we have to understand that there was a little bit of a mix-up in the machlokas. Mitashmish kuliyama pleaded after Moreh. It's not. The machlokas over here between Rav Huna and Rav Yosef is not in terms of whether it's considered to be a moredet from Tashmish. Obviously, that's a moredet. That's the ikar marriage. You know, going to say we don't have relations? Kipligi b'melacha. The question is whether melacha also is considered to be a moredet. You know, so she's willing to sleep with him. She just doesn't do the ironing. You know? She doesn't do anything.
Don't do
exactly. So this woman basically refuses to do any work. So that's the question. So my sava. Mi malacha lo avi moreda, umar m'sover, mi malacha nami avi moreda. Now, Tosis points out, if you're talking about malacha, it seems a little bit funny. I mean, I understand if she's talking about she refuses to sleep with the guy, what exactly do you intend to do about that? But, I mean, if the din is you could be kofer her to do work, so force her to work. And why is the only remedy that she loses when she gets a get and she we start deducting from her ksuma? That doesn't seem fair. She doesn't want to work, so just, you know, take a stick and say, okay, either you work or I'm going to beat you up. It would be kofa. The best thing could be kofa. So it says because that itself is merida. That I'm only going to do work because I have to. Basically, you're living a horrible life with a woman who hates your guts. That's not called the solution. That's called the problem. The fact you recover from the malacha, that takes away the merida. So therefore, there's no eitzah really to be kofa anymore. It would be eitzah to be kofa for tashmish. I mean, whether you rape the wife, it's ridiculous. So too, nikviya of the malacha. Obviously, you can't. You can't physically force her to do malacha. That's ridiculous.
Is this Tashmish number of times?
Well, no. She's cutting herself off. That's what a moredas means. I don't want to have any. We'll see what's going to go into that. Gufa. Ha moredet al ba'ala pochatin la miktuvata shiva nidarim b'shabbat or bira shimata shiva trafikim. Now, this was originally the day, but Rabotenu Chazru v'nimnu. Actually, they changed this and they made it takon. Sheyu machrizin ala arba shabbatot zoa v'zo v'shofin la beidin aveyodat afilu k'tuvateh me'amana ifsat. The change is that we no longer start this little game of subtracting seven dinner and so on. What we do is we publicly embarrass her. We put up a notice in the Beit HaKnesset that this woman refuses her husband and she's a moredet, and if that doesn't work to create enough pressure on her and so on, then she loses her ksufa after 4 weeks. Achat li arusa v'nisua, and here is where we have this now, the same right that we had earlier. Achat li arusa v'nisua afilu nida, afilu chola, afilu shomeret yavam, whatever the case is. The fact is that even if right now she wouldn't be able to sleep with him, nonetheless she's considered to be a moredet. I understand. Nida? What do you mean? Nida? It's supposed to mean she can't sleep with him anyway. So what are we talking about? She's a bat tashmishi. It's the psychology of it over here. The woman is saying, I refuse to sleep with this guy. I don't have anything to do with him. So in a domen, mishe lo pat besalom. And this, we said that therefore earlier, the Gemara didn't have this here, so we bring it up now. But in any event, it's still considered to be a merida. So Omar Rami Bar Chama says two things. This halacha about being machriz doesn't mean like we put it on the internet. I mean, it just means in the Beit HaKnesset, machriz and aleha אין לו בתי כנסיות, או בתי מדרשות. No, it's not in the shuk, that are not only the people that when you're in the Beit HaKnesset, you're about to say that. Omar Rava, Deika Nami, Diktani, Arba Shabbatot, Zohar Hazur. No, it says Arba Shabbatot, so we'll have to say Arba Shabbatot. Unless it means it's Dafkan Shabbos. I will say maybe Shabbatot means every day. Shabbatot in the sense of Shavua. Tosef says he can't say that because this is the Beferish in the Tosefta that it's a Hachrozo once a week, and the once a week therefore must be on Shabbos. The Ran says it much nicer Diak. That the Gemara is bringing a riot from Zohar Hazu. So if it was every day, would he have to tell me consecutive? If it's Arba Shabbatot, obviously it's every day. Tell me. That, right? If you tell me, it needs to be consecutive. And then you only talk about a one time event, and then it's consecutive. That's the riot. That must be Shabbat. Furthermore, says Rami Bar Chama, what you said was that Nimnu, Rabotenu Nimnu, that we send her a message after the Achrasa. That doesn't seem very fair. I mean, there ought to be an attempt to deal with her before the Achrasa and to warn her that we're going to be Machrasa. Maybe you want to change your mind. And so therefore, actually, Pa'amayim Shofim Amibetim. Achat kodem achras, avakat v'achras, even though they didn't mention this rabotenu. But that's the halacha. Dorashu, nachor baruch, it's the halacha k rabotenu. We paskin like rabotenu. Now, there's a very big machlokas about how to understand this. Rashi learns that the whole sugya over here is an actual machlokas about whether we accept the takana rabotenu in the 4 weeks, or whether we take the mishnah as the halacha, of going along and being mafchit miktuvata. So that what we understood was that there's an actual machlokas that stands, and not everybody was makabo rabotenu. So when Reb Nachum Baruch Chista Paskins like rabotenu, he's saying, and therefore we don't follow the mission. Comes along Rava to say, that's garbage. Hai burcha, what kind of nonsense is that? Omale Reb Nachum Baruch Yitzchak, excuse me? Can you say that again? My burchate, where is the garbage? Anamrita niale, I said this to you, I taught it to him. Umishmeite gaba rabba amrit, what do you think, I pulled it out of a hat? I was quoting Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, halacha karabotenu. The iukaman savar, so who exactly does Rava hold up when he's saying that it's garbage? No. Tosfos lands, no. Sugya over here is not a question of whether we paskin like the Mishnah, we paskin like Rabotenu. Everybody, whoever is such a thing. The Mishnah was earlier, and then there was a later Takan in the time of the Amorayim. What's the problem with that? When we said halachic Rabotenu, what we meant was literally Rabotenu, and not like Rami Bar Chama. Because Rabotenu didn't say a word about warning her before and sending from Beis Din before. They only spoke about after. So Rabotenu indeed don't hold that there was Achrozah before. Rami Bar Chama said it was before. When Rava said Ay Burchat, according to Tosis, he was saying, what, that's fair? To send a message only after she already lost her civil remarkers for 4 weeks? That's garbage. So then he was saying, no, that's actually the halacha. I quoted that from Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. So then they have a girsa, the inu kamansam. So Rava and Rami Bar Chama are certainly not arguing on, I mean, they've got to have somewhere that they can rely on to argue on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. It was much before them and so on. So we're asking of him, Rebbe Psheshes, I mean, I said, who exactly are they arguing on? Where are they coming up with this thing? So therefore, we ask, it's Lashon Rabbi, Ki Hadi Itmar Rava, Om Reb Psheshes, Halacha Nimlochim Ba, and what is the meaning of Nimlochim Ba? There would be two meanings. Nimlochim Ba, the way that Rashi is learning is that the halakha nimlachim ba would be that, and that we therefore take the time and we're mafkit the ketuvah and so on, and we discuss and we argue about it, so therefore it's going back and saying we go according to the Mishnah. So he was relying, therefore, on Rav Sheshes. That's halakha nimlachim ba. Okay. Otherwise, we'll have to learn nimlachim nimlachim ba. That it means that we'll send her the message beforehand to give her a chance, to give her an opportunity to be chozeret ba before the achraza. So that would be Tosfos and Shabbat. Two different approaches to the Gemara. Rav Huna bar Yehuda Amar of Sheshes halacha ein nimlachim ba. Again, either that and therefore halacha skiravotenu, or that it's that we halacha skiravotenu literally that we don't have someone before. Now, all along we've been talking about a moredet. I mean, what exactly is a moredet? How about a woman who can't stand her husband? That's normally the pshat in a moredet. I mean, when we say a woman, he nauseates her. Is that called a moredet? I mean, she's in a very tough situation. She can't initiate a get. And so what I say, she's forced to have intimate relations with a person that she can't stand his guts. Does that make sense? That's called a moredet? So what exactly is a moredis? Amra mima. The only time that a woman is considered to be a moredis is where she says, but in a way, actually, I want to be his wife. I just want to drive him crazy. Umitzaranale, I'm trying to get him to do what I want. So this is my way of getting him to do what I want. It's not that I don't want to be married to him. I do want to be married to him. I love driving him crazy. Right. Abul Amra Mois Alai, if she says I can't stand him, so then Lokai Fiamma, I said, how could we now force a woman to live with somebody she can't stand? If she's saying I can't stand him, what is she saying? She's saying, I don't want to be his wife. Just get me out of here. Forget about the ksuva. Just give me a get. Right? That's what she's saying. She's not asking for a ksuva. So in that case, if she's not asking for a ksuva, then we're not going to be call for her, and therefore let him give her a get, and she'll go out without a ksuva. Now, this is an extremely important subject, because the Rambam learns that what it means is, if she says, lo kafina, let us stay with him, and we force him to give her a get, which would have cured 90% of the contemporary blues about gittin. Because what normally happens in 90% of the situation is that the woman says, I can't stand them, or they're simply not getting along. If they're not getting along, then according to the Rambam, the din is you force them to give her a get. End of the maisa.
Without a ksuva.
What? If she's the one who says, I can't stand them, so without a ksuva. But the point is, we will never allow the continuation of a miserable marriage.
Right.
And the halakha that it's up to him to give the get, we force him to give a get. So that means that if she would get the courts to demand a get, it would not be called a get musa. It would be a kosher get. That would have saved all the problems.
So,
horrific what goes on nowadays.
So why is it?
Because we don't pass them like the Rambam, because the Rabbi Natan and many of the other and even in Rashi, it's not much where we force him to give the get, but rather that we don't force her to stay there, meaning that we allow, because she understands it, that we allow the fact that she said this to stand as a mechila for a ksuva, and therefore the natural course of events is if a guy doesn't have to give a ksuva, so he'll give her a get. But in contemporary terms, it's a disaster. The guy doesn't want to give her a ksuva, he won't give her a get, he wants to use the get as blackmail. To be able to influence the courts, and so on and so forth.
Which
is what's happened. And therefore, this is a terrible, terrible situation, because Bamish and its Gemara, if only they would have passed like the Rambam, Mamish, it would be a completely different contemporary scene. A lot of the problems in contemporary Judaism is because of the issues of the get. Because you can only force a get where there's a psak bezdin, that this is one of those circumstances you have to force a get, which is a tremendous problem. It's very interesting. One of Tosfos' riots, that it can't be that you force a get, it's a paradigm riot. Because Tosfos says, If we would force a get, then there's no answer to why we don't have a ksuva for a man. Why does only a woman get a ksuva? So I guess this is the Gemara says Mefarish later. Only a woman gets a ksuva because she's the one who's going to be able to divorce. Right? So in order to make it difficult for him to divorce her, it's up to him to divorce her. So to make it difficult for him to divorce her, we have to have a ksuva. But if you're going to tell me that a woman can say, I can't stand him, and therefore we force him to give a get, so why doesn't he get a ksuva?
Why should the woman be responsible?
Well, what do you mean? But if the point of a ksuva is that otherwise bilato bilad znud. Right? So Tosi says because it's the very fact that by saying, it's not 100% proof of anything, because the very fact that she, by saying I can't stand him, she loses her ksuva. Mm-hmm. Means that itself is already you're not encouraging women to say this. It's very difficult for women to say that. Right? Because that's what it means. It means by definition. She's lost her ksuva. So say there's a few women. The truth is that the problem, I mean, I haven't explained to you why we won't be kofar. L'chora, I mean, it's something we should obviously do. The only reason that we're not kofar is because Shema ineha natna ba'acher. What we're afraid of is that if we will allow these kind of situations where she can simply come along and say, I can't stand his guts, what that means is that if she sees another guy and falls in love with somebody, she can always now basically end her marriage, forcibly end her marriage, and which, of course, the very fact that such a thing is a possibility now opens the doorway to affairs that will destroy marriages. So Bishleima, the man, is anyway able to take another wife. So fine. If he wants to have an affair, he can take a pelagish, but it doesn't mean he has to destroy his marriage. But she, if we're going to allow this, there is no other alternative, then this is the way that she's going to end up now getting involved with other people. So we have to make a takana, therefore, that she could force a get, is going to end up creating bigger problems. Because of Shemaynah, that we'll see this later on in the Gemara. So all of these issues need to be taken into consideration.
She doesn't like to use somebody else, so why don't you get a gift for that?
Normally, what happens is that if there are no options, then your eyes are closed. If there are options, your eyes are open. That's basically it. So in other words, if we say we're going to offer these kind of options, basically we're destroying marriage. Like in modern society, where marriages are not meant to last, right? That's part of why they're not meant to last. You can always get a get, and, you know, sue him for divorce.
Either side.
Yeah.
That's the only way out. What's the other solution?
Italian style.
What?
Italian style.
There.
Divorce Italian style. You take a contract out on it. Our president is too sweet to even consider it. What's that? Okay. Very interesting. You see? Because it was never an option, you never even thought about it. You see? Here's a lesson. I'm giving him ideas. That the Gemara says. That's why boys are more dangerous than girls, because they learn. That's our movement. Bad news. All right, good. Let us continue. So this is now Moisalai Lo Kaifiyala. Marzutra Amar Kaifiyala. Marzutra says, look, we don't take this as a mafila. The way Tosafos learns it means it's a mechila b'ta'ut. Because what happens is, they'll taina this, and then we'll give them a divorce, and then a half a year later they're miserable, and they're sorry about the whole thing. You need to give these things time. Sometimes it looks hopeless, and you end up taking time, and you say, listen, you're not getting divorced so fast. And what happens is it works out in the end. In Havi Uvda V'yachva Marzutra, there was one such a mice where Marzutra says, listen, you're just going to stay with him. And in the end, they made up. They ended up having a pretty darn good child, Reb Chanina Misura. Imagine, we win the basket like Marzutra, we ended up without Reb Chanina Misura. It would have been a disaster. But that doesn't prove anything. Hello, he says. That's okay. No. Hotam siyata d'shmaya havi. I mean, it can happen such things. You get a special siyata d'shmaya because this is what my sutra held. But this is not the norm. Such things can happen, but it's not the norm. Kalati the Rav Zvid Imradas. Now, Rav Zvid's daughter-in-law, but this Imrada, in order to avoid the machlokas, so Rashi understands Imrada over here means to say that she can't stand him. It doesn't mean Imrada in the terms of the din of a Moreda. It means that she's more chalotic, so she just wants out of the marriage, just leave me alone. So, Havitvisa Chachiar. So, she was still basically toe-face here, one piece of clothing that was still hadn't been used up. And that's Bila'ut. So Yosef, Amemar, Mazutra, Vashi. Amemar, Mazutra, Vashi were besting over there. And Rav Gamda was sitting, listening into the besting. Yes, Rav Gamda, Gavayim. So Yosef, the Kahanre, said, they said, Marda, Hifsida, Bila'utea, Kayamim. Even the Bila'ut, Kayamim, are given to the man. She's mochelet on everything. Amarlo, Rav Gamda, oh, looky, looky. Mishum deriv zvid gaba rabba machnefitole. So now, in other words, all you're doing now is trying to saddle up to Rav Zvid because he's such an adam gadol, so you want to be on his side. Right? Because of that, you say, well, it's okay, we don't have to give her back. His son is the one who should keep the money. Because obviously this is a wrong psak. Because Omer of Kahana, mi boy boy rabba, velo parshat. Rav Kahana reports that Rava had the shaila whether an isha that was mochelet in this way that she was mochela, that whether she's mafsid or ksuva includes the hefsid of belohotel that are still kayam or not. And he didn't paskin that we should take it away from her. And you paskin we should take it away from her. How could you take it away from her? We don't even know that's halacha. There was another girsikid amri, yasvik amri, morda lo yifsida belohotel kayam. There's another version that says that what they had paskin was the other way. That no, she wasn't mafsid or below it, we don't take it away from her. Omalu Rav Gamda, we'll take it away from him. Omalu Rav Gamda, oh, looky. Mishum de Zvid Gavar Rabahu. You know Rav Zvid is such an Adam Gadol. He's such a tzaddik. So even though you mess up the psak halacha, you know he's not going to bother you about, okay, maybe it will be my fault. Yeah, they're wrong, but what am I going to do? So you think you can get away with murder. And afchitu le'ladina lo'yo go twist aloch on him. The din is not like this. Omer of Kahana, mi boy boy la rov, v'lo pashit. Rava was actually worried about this issue and never came up with a psak. So how can you be taking it away from his son to give to her? And in fact, because of the fact that we haven't gotten a clear kapsak on this issue, so therefore the din would be is if she was tafeset, so tafsal no mafkin. I mean, now we can't take it away from her because we don't have a clear psak that it belongs to the husband. But on the other hand, lo tafsav, she didn't grab her below ter kayamin, lo yavinema, we don't give her the below kayamin. Now here comes a strange Gemara. Umashina la tresar yarche shata agita. Ubahana tresar yarche shata let la mezonim iba. We let her wait 12 months for a get, and during these 12 months she doesn't get any mezona. So this seems to come out of the blue all of a sudden. I mean, we were discussing the question of whether she did kofer to stay or not, with machlokas, and all of a sudden, so the Rush writes that this was a takana in later times, towards the end of the time of the Gemara, which we're putting in here at the end of the sugya because it really wasn't part of the previous sugya. And he writes a very fascinating historical sidelight that during that period there was a tremendous amount of feminism, and women used to be extremely high-handed in their relationships with their husbands. And he understands this to be going on mois. And what would happen is that indeed they would often find themselves having charata afterwards. Mm-hmm. as happens always in these, you know, contemporary times also. Be feminist, and then when it's too late to have children, to get married, then you suddenly remember that actually maybe it's good to be a woman. So because of that, they made a takana to give her more time. To give her more time. In other words, we wait for a year before we're going to deal with the issue.
And why no mazonas?
No, in other words, she is a moreda. She is a mochelet. So you'd say, according to Rambam, works out beautifully. So even though we'd be kaif, we won't be kaif for a year. But also according to Tosis, where the very fact that there's no ksuva is an encouragement to give a get. This takana was no shishubadavka, not be given a get. We should give her time to change her mind. That's how he understands it. He brings it as an actual specific takana. Okay, others say that it's talking about an actual moreda, so that the nimlochim was what it's referring to over here, and not a case of a moesa. But that's the rush. All right, but it's very interesting to see the tshuvas mamish of contemporary Pesachim. I mean, something, you know, like one door before, where the issues of the get moesa were becoming really dramatically. Catastrophic. And all of the shilas are, can't we rely on the Rambam with this agreement? And there's just no way out of it because of all the early Paiskim had determined that Talach is not like the Rambam. They followed the other Rishayim in it. But it's so, you see how painful it is, the Paiskim. I mean, the language they say, you know, even there's a Shevet Levi that says, since any dibur on this issue is usually causes problems, I'm just going to be makatzer. it's a real problem.
There's a community somewhere where the women told the women, there was a guy who wouldn't give his wife again, and the women got together and refused to go to the mikvah.
It's happened more than once.
Yeah,
to get the guys to put pressure on them.
Yeah, just heard about it in a case like this very recently. Yeah.
I don't know if it always works.
No.
It's how many people out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about it in the Syrian community in New York.
Oh, really? Yeah.